Welcome to Icons Behind Brands. Hi, everyone. This is Devlina, your host, and I'm so excited to have one more guest with me with an exciting episode today. Mr. Aditya Jain, who is a Chief Marketing Officer at Exciton Broadband, who have worked with many brands, different industry. So I would like to invite him on Icons Behind Brand. A very warm welcome to you, Aditya, on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you, Devlina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Aditya, I wanted to, you know, speak about the, you know, kind of experiences which you have gained. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it would really add value if my viewers and listeners can hear it from you. Okay, so it would be great if you share your journey and background so far. So I think that would be a right way to start today's conversation.
I've been born and brought up in a small town called Faridabad, which has been on the outskirts of Delhi. I've practically lived all my life here. So I'm a proper Delhiwala, if you can call me like that. I've done my schooling, my engineering, all from Delhi. Briefly, for my master's, my MBA, I moved to Bombay. That was my first experience outside of Delhi NCR, if you can say that. And that was the real first test. A young kid going outside of home for the first time. And I think that's been a very, very pivotal journey for me. It has kind of defined what I've done after that. I've worked in different industries. I've worked in steel industry. I've worked for a conglomerate. I've had a startup experience very early in my career. I've worked for an MNC company and then a regional giant. So there have been a lot of experiences that I've had.
Would be great if you share, you know, your experiences here with your background, especially in digital marketing, because that is something which our viewers and listeners seeks a lot. What strategy have you found most effective in reaching and engaging with the broadband's industry target audience especially? So how do you look at that?
It's interesting, Devlina.
If I will let you in on a secret, a couple of years back, I had no idea of digital marketing. I've been working in industries which are quite away from digital marketing in a way. So pharmaceutical, tobacco, right? These are extremely regulated industries. So I would say that 2.5 years back is the first time that I started dabbling into digital marketing without actually giving out the strategies. I would say what I follow in principle. It's not very difficult. It's not rocket science. The core basics of a marketing funnel still remain in digital marketing, right? There's awareness, there's consideration, and then there's the final action that the consumer takes, right? And these are different points of the funnel, which are followed in traditional marketing also. So it's not very difficult and very different in digital marketing. But to kind of give you a short summary of what I have seen in the last couple of years, digital marketing is very evolving, especially with the biddings and the keywords that you keep kind of fishing around for. So you have to be on your toes. So it's constant monitoring. It's always day one at digital marketing, right? It's not that you had a great day. The next day there could be certain fluctuations. Some ads may work for some period of time and then they don't start working. How do you entice the consumer? Okay, firstly, you have to kind of... And I would say that the funnel approach works similarly here. How do you draw awareness to your brand or service? How do a lot of people become aware of your product? Then how do they consider it? What do you do to remarket to them? How do you make them choose? And then eventually, how does he make a decision to kind of follow through? And what I've also understood is digital marketing is one segment in the entire journey, right? You could make a great ad, you can get the consumer. But at the end of the day, if he's not getting the service at the right time, at the right price, and there are many other levers, right? Your basic four P's of marketing, they also come into play. Everything is interlinked. I would still say that a lot of people have asked me, digital marketing mein kaise karna chahiye? Is it different? Is it rocket science? I would still say that core principles of business still apply. right? So you have to be sure about what kind of consumers are you targeting, what are they seeking, where are you at their moment of truth, where are you seeing them, right? Are you at an awareness journey level, or are you at a consideration, or as it like is that the moment of truth is deciding to buy? And probably sometimes, because, and it's been glorified over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, ever since the startup boom and everything started happening, because in a way, performance marketing gives instant results, right? To some extent, right? And people think that this is a shortcut to brand building, which is not the case. So if an organization's professionals have to be very, very wary of the fact that they treat performance marketing as a part of the brand building journey, right? It's not substitution, right? It's not like you can't forget about building the brand from the grounds up using your traditional ways of making it, right? It takes time, it takes effort, it takes consideration. Performance marketing is a part of it, right? Which we've kind of sometimes I think overvalued in the last few years.
So Aditya, we have a good mix of audience where, you know, a large chunk belongs from startup and businesses. So what would be your suggestion or idea for any startup who is, for example, just starting with their product and services, and they are looking for a marketing?
The first thing that the company needs to sort out is your traditional 4 P's, right? What's your positioning? What's your product like? What is going to be the pricing? How will you promote your product? Maybe work on the product per se. Maybe it's an old saying, right? Before you go cutting down a tree, you should sharpen your axe. So it's very similar, right? When you're kind of, let's say you're a product company and you're a D2C company, I would rather invest my marketing dollars in understanding my product, the customer, the early customers that are that have bought my product, maybe taking feedback from them, which may not cost me additional money, but it's more of an exercise where you're trying to chisel your product further.
So if you share some strategies or tips for that, I think that would be really great.
I would still say that the principles of kind of relying on the traditional stuff, right? Like the 4 P's of marketing I was talking about. Pricing comes in a big way, right? So think about how your competitors are pricing your product. Because these regulated industries are usually regulated for a reason, right? But I would still say that the product, the pricing, the way that you're positioning it still plays a critical factor, right? And you can do that by the, let's say, for example, in tobacco, you can do that through packaging. Even though there is a graphic health warning on both sides of the pack, but there is still some real estate left. What do you do with that? So, for example, looking at colors of the pack becomes very important. Something that you're calling it becomes very important, right? Because those will define your positioning in absence of any other. Let's say if I were doing an FMCG product, I can get a great brand ambassador, do a great ad, maybe spill it all over the medias which is available to me, and it becomes easier to translate your message, what your brand is, what does it stand for, what is the RTV.
So, you know, as chief marketing officer, what are the principles, leadership principles, you know, that guide your approach to managing, inspiring your team towards, like, I mean, to become a great marketing professional? How do you manage that?
Okay, I would say the toughest part of my job is kind of inspiring young people, right? And this is a challenge that I take on every day. I would say that I'm not near perfect in managing that. But as I say, that small incremental improvements every day will eventually lead to a significant improvement over a period of time. And this is what I maintain with the team. I mean, there are 3 very clear things that I try and follow to kind of lead from the front. Is A, that there should be a clear, realistic expectation of goal setting, right? Every individual is different. Everyone wants something else out of their careers. Somebody wants to be very ambitious. Somebody wants to kind of take it slow. I mean, it's very important for us to have an an objective setting where everyone is on the same page and we understand what is expected out of each other.
In an industry where customer satisfaction is very, very important part, right? It's important everywhere, but you know, you are in an industry where it is very, very important. So how do you prioritize and address customers' feedback and concerns continuously to improve your services and maintain a positive brand reputation?
It's interesting. I was just discussing this with somebody I know the other day. You know, the NPS score, NPS is usually a benchmark that the service industry follows worldwide to kind of gauge what is their customer. This is basically a barometer for your service quality and how your customers are feeling about you. And globally, we were looking at NPS scores, which have been benchmarked. You know, one of the lowest scores for service industries worldwide is within broadband. So, I mean, it's a very, very difficult industry to be in, right? Think about yourself as a consumer, right? If your internet goes down, what do you feel, right? Internet is the lifeline of everybody today, right? Everyone is hooked on to the internet, whether it is social media, it's work, it's entertainment, it's now TV also, right? But predominantly, you see the rise of CTVs and everyone watching everything on TV, right? But for the entire industry, right? Also keep in mind the environmental conditions in the country, right? It's not an easy environment to manage this, right? I'm saying physically, right? There are wires, there are overheads, there are storms, there are elements outside it, like which kind of cause this. So, I mean, it's a tough industry to be in. You pick up any broadband company in India, go to their social media page, you'll see the same thing. My internet is not working, this is it, right? But at the same time, what we have to be cognizant of the fact is that, internet will go down. It will go down for my competitors, it will go down for my customers also, right? What we have to do in return is to fix it back ASAP, right? And I would say that here at Excitel, we have made it a point to be really obsessed about solving these customer complaints. We have an internal target of solving the customer complaint in less than 10 minutes, right? But what we do as a guarantee for our customers, we're not fooling around with this promise. So we have a promise from Excitel that if we don't solve your complaint in 4 hours, we will give you 1 day of internet for free, right? And that is true for every subsequent 4 hours. So imagine if there is a thunderstorm and the internet goes down, right? And if the customer has to wait for a day, for every 4 hours of delay that we are not able to solve that complaint, we'll compensate with 1 day of free internet. So it's like that Domino's 30 minutes night of free wali guarantee. And this is applicable for all kind of complaints.
You know, you ask your customer, a lot of customer feedback and research need to be done. And, you know, once you know this is what it is, and I know it's not easy as an organization like this and the nature of the business is like this, it's not easy, but only that obsession and how you're inculcating that obsession towards each and every employee of the organization, it takes huge, like from the top level to the bottom level.
I mean, most telcos in our industry will have a timeline of 24 hours. So this is where we started off from, right? This is when we were sitting across a table and discussing what should we do. Had we not have this consumer obsession, it was very easy to kind of follow the status quo of the industry. That, okay, you have 24 hours to resolve a complaint, let's do that. But we wanted to be really, really sure about not wanting to irk our customers. We wanted them to be happy with our service and probably not be as disgruntled when an internet connection goes off.
As a leader, how do you prioritize your professional development and mentorship within your team, Aditya? And what are the initiatives or resources you use to provide to support your team members on your on their ongoing growth and journey?
I mean, as I said in our discussion some time back, I give everyone the license to fail, right? That's the first starting point for any employee to kind of really take on their respective roles with a little more freedom. They can dream bigger. And in the process of doing everything, right, their professional development also happens, right? We give them individual projects that they are charged of in addition to the BAU stuff. You give them some innovative, some new projects to take on where there is a lot of blue sky thinking involved. And I think projects like these bring out the best in terms of professional and personal development both, right? You try and task your employees and team members with cross-functional projects. So I make sure that a lot of these guys have cross-functional projects. It's not just marketing, but projects where they have to deal with sales, with product, with supply chain, right? So to get an entire hang of the business, how does we just don't want them to learn about Excitel marketing, but just about understanding what does the entire company do? What is the challenge of each department? Where are we strong? Where do we need more development? So I think the understanding of business kind of shapes their professional development automatically.
With this, now we are moving towards a section called Rapid Fire Round. And this is a very fun section, and it allows our viewers and listeners to know you as a person a bit more. So are we good to go, Aditya?
Fire away.
Lovely. Okay, so first question. What has been your favorite age so far?
I would say era 90s.
What is your favorite work memory?
My first day at work.
With this, now I want to ask, like, what is your advice to an employee who joins a company and this is their day one? So what is your advice for them?
Make it easy.
What has changed the most since you have started working here in Excitel Broadband?
I would say I started to dream bigger.
Wow. If you could not work in this industry, what profession would you pursue, Aditya?
I wanted to be a pilot always.
Oh, wow.
So maybe wanted to go into aviation, flying planes.
What would you change about yourself if given a chance?
Over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been changing myself a bit every day. So I would say, it, to summarize in a sentence, small incremental changes over long periods of time. That's what I want to do.
When are you most productive?
Just before I'm about to sleep.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Dream big.
With this, we are out of the rapid fire round, Aditya. And before we wind up this conversation, I want you to talk for our viewers. Many of them are aspiring to become a marketing leader someday. So what is your advice for an aspiring marketing leader?
I mean, I would give the same advice that I gave myself in the last rapid fire question. I mean, everyone should dream big, irrespective of being a marketeer or in any profession. When they're starting out, it's a very tough transition, right? From a student life to coming and working as a professional. Right?
Yeah.
I mentioned the most memorable memory for me is the first day at work. And it's predominantly because of this.
Okay.
One day you're with your friends, you're chilling, right? You're in college, you're carefree, there's nothing to report into. And then suddenly you kind of transition into work where there are people much above your age, in experience. It can be intimidating. Right?
Yeah.
But the way that you kind of take that on will define your journey for the for multiple decades, right?
Right.
An average work life would be anywhere between 20 and 30 years, if not more.
True. So, it was an amazing conversation. We have touched a lot, I'm glad you agreed for this conversation.
Thank you so much, Devlina. I had a great time. conversing with you.